Hi, it's your three strikes, your groundbreaking three strikes with me, your host, Rob Gutman. I've got John Gibbons, Neil Docking and Mike Kearney. And we're going to talk about the three topics that are on all our lips in the Liverpool sporting world, in and around the pubs and clubs of Merseyside this week. So my topics are, if I can find it on my notes, I will be able to tell you what they are. Now, our topics are, we're going to start off having a look at, it's a bit of a follow-on from what we discussed last time, but Liverpool are officially now through in the Champions League. We finished second in our group. There's a lovely little chart out which sort of tracks the percentage chances of who we might face in the next round. And I want to discuss those odds. I want to discuss who we'd prefer and why, and also how the draw itself is shaping up given the rest of the options everybody else has. Number two topic, strike two, will be a really, really, really broad one. The World Cup, discuss. The World Cup starts in a matter of days, weeks, and I just wanted to take the temperature of the room and how we all feel about this World Cup, because as I'm talking to people generally, it ranges from people, oh yeah, the World Cup's on, be an excuse to go down the pub every single day for a month, to I am definitely not watching that. So I want to I want to talk broadly about our feelings, our emotions on this one. The third one is back at an LFC-centric topic, which is the race for fourth place in the Premier League, because that is now our primary target this season, outside of the vain hope that we might win the actual Champions League itself. Getting back into it is a big deal. And I want to look at the odds of that happening, the prospects of that happening, and discussing how we see the LFC season panning out. Okay, strike one, Neil. The Champions League draw. I don't know if you've been following the other games this week. I know I have, like a mofo. And very invested in the Benfica-PSG showdown last night, as we record, where Benfica edged PSG into second place by about the fourth rung down thing that decides a group, which was very exciting for all concerned. Marseille is another side plot before I come to the question. Marseille could have pushed Tottenham into second. I think Sporting Lisbon would have finished top had they not conceded a last minute goal on Tuesday night. And the reason they conceded that last minute goal, I'm reading, is because they didn't know that a draw would get them into the Europa League. So went hell for fucking leather. Everyone was at the pitch. Spurs broke and got a winner, which secured Spurs the top of the group. But it would have made our task easier had Marseille known that. I've said enough.
You weren't looking at the big picture.
Oh, no, that's got kind of like Man City relegation vibes, hasn't it? Thinking they don't have to score when they do.